This is Inside Agriculture. We talked markets on Friday with Richland IFC's Mike Kruger.
So what are your feelings like? What are you hearing from growers and what are you seeing?
Well, I think the good news is that the meeting that Trump and Xi had a week or two ago, you know, some people say they didn't really accomplish anything solid, but China has bought a few soybeans since then. In October, China imported a record amount of soybeans, unfortunately none from the U.S. Mm-hmm. The problem when we lose China is that the basis in our part of the world, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, pretty much crashed because the export market for our soybeans is off the Pacific Northwest, Portland and Seattle, and that's where China takes the bulk of their beans. So once China did say they were going to come back and actually bought some cargoes, we saw a pretty quick appreciation in basis. Market's been soft. Well, it's okay today, soft yesterday, because it wants to be fed that constant information about China buying more beans. So, yeah, the deal with China is important. They agreed supposedly to take 12 million tons in the next 3 or so months. I think that's going to be very difficult. And then they agreed to buy 25 million tons a year for the next 3 years after that. To put that in perspective, the most soybeans that we sold to China was just last year, 2024, they took 27 million tons. So they're not going to increase. But if we could even get, 20 to 25 million tons to China, that would be a big deal for Northern Plains soybean producers. And I think we have to also understand, you know, soybean crush in this country just continues to set records every single month. And that has kind of helped to offset the loss of China. But as I mentioned, the problem with losing China is that's our export market, and our basis, yeah, I think, is off as much as 50 to 60 cents from where it would typically be.
How much is the government shutdown affecting, and the lack of reports, how much is that affecting the commodity market?
I don't know that it's had very much impact at all. I mean, it gives us a little bit less to talk about on a daily basis. I think the important thing is that they have said, the USDA has said, that a week from today they will finally put out updated production estimates for corn and soybeans and a revised world and supply and demand estimates. And I think, you know, it's kind of been a growing school of thought the last 30 to 45 days as the corn and soybean harvests have wound down that the soybeans weren't probably quite as good as everybody thought they'd be. So I think people are expecting maybe a slight reduction in the soybean yield. And on the other hand, really mixed opinions on corn. I think if I consensus of what I've read, most people think that the corn yield will stay the same, which of course is an all-time record, maybe go up just slightly, but I don't think anybody knows for sure. And of course, then besides what's going on here, the USDA will also give us their latest estimates of what they expect of new crop corn and soybean production in Brazil and Argentina.
Yeah. Do you think China can buy enough this year to help? I mean, I know they're going to buy some, and they have bought some, but they've bought a ton of soybeans already from Argentina and other places.
Yep, they have. And most of the soybean people that I hear from and talk to, they think that 12 million ton short-term goal is not realistic because, as you said, they've been really aggressive buyers. And even this week, they went back to Brazil for a number of cargoes because U.S. prices all of a sudden got a little bit higher than prices out of Brazil. So I think it's going to be difficult. I mean, if they're going to do that, they're going to have to get started very, very quickly, and we're going to have to start seeing sales announcements from them almost on a daily basis. And, of course, if the government is not running yet, we won't see those daily announcements. So then all of a sudden, when the government and USDA goes fully back to work, you might get a whole pile of things announced.
We'll be back with more Inside Agriculture in just a moment.